Blog Talk Radio.
This is a state of emergency. The black man must believe in the existence of God. Black men must respect one another. The black man must respect the black woman. The black man must take care of his children. The black man must make sure his children are educated, teach them about their culture. The black man must take care of his health. The black man must get an annual checkup from his doctor. The black man must drink 8 glasses of water on a daily basis to have a balanced system, and he must eat the proper foods for longevity. The black man must take his children to school as much as possible and help them with their homework. The black man must get as much education as possible. Education means power. Must choose education over the prison industrial complex. You don't want to be a slave. The black man must teach his son how to be a man. Black men must teach their sons to respect black women and girls. The black man must speak the truth. Black man must realize fear is the mind killer. The black man must only fear God. Black men must support each other during the good times and the bad times. The black man must keep his community clean. The black man must respect all of God's creatures. The black man must bring peace to Mother Earth. The black man must communicate with his woman so there can be harmony in the universe. The black man must protect his family from all negative stimuli that is trying to destroy him. Black man must be well groomed, because you know we have to represent. The black man must stay focused on doing the right thing. The black man must give direction to our youth, boys and girls. Black man must abstain from drinking alcohol and using drugs because it is destroying our community. The black man must enjoy life and the positive things it has to offer. The black man must look to God for direction and guidance. The black man must become an economic force in his community. He must do for self. The black man must help the less fortunate. The black man must become a leader in the world and not a follower. The black man must control his image, his music, and his mind. A man who does not control his destiny will be controlled by others. The black man must stop all black-on-black crime in his community. Black man, if you can't love yourself, how can you expect someone else to love you? beautiful you rise, O eternal God. You are radiant, lovely, powerful. Your love is great, all-encompassing. Amen. This is the conscious mind force.
Thank you. Listen, baby. Tell your sister, don't moan.
Thank you. Maybe because you're over here. See, it went to green. Now I went back to blue. It's like somebody's in the background messing with it. Put it on green.
Nobody else
is going to do it, though. They might be fixing
what it's on.
So that's probably why. Check. Check one. Check, check, check two. I need to know, do you hear echo? Check one. Check, check two. Don't put it on speaker. Just put it to your ear. Check one. Check two. Check three. Check four. Check, check, check. Do you hear echo?
I just hear you.
All right.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, could have been your phone on speaker, too.
Hmm.
It could have been your phone on speaker, too.
Oh. Oh,
so
you think you're going back over again.
So what?
To back over to the headphones. Now it's back on green
again. I think
that's them doing that.
See,
I didn't touch nothing. That's you?
No, I didn't touch nothing.
Somebody is messing with it. I didn't touch it. It went back over to the headphones on his own. They're doing it.
Somebody's doing it.
Yeah, somebody.
Now it's back on green.
Who? Anybody else has this, the pin code?
Just missed being, great.
Yeah, it's back on green again.
She says he's trying to call too, so I just want to say something.
The long-awaited decision in the Huey Newton murder trial, which has drawn worldwide attention, is now very near. The jury of 7 women and 5 men are deliberating the fate of the Black Panther leader on the 8th floor of that building. It is their job to decide whether he is guilty of killing Oakland policeman John Fry and wounding Officer Herbert Haynes in a pre-dawn shootout last October 28th. 2 floors above the jury in his cell, Huey Newton, who has made almost no show of emotion during the 8 weeks of trial, calmly awaits the decision of the jury. I talked to Newton in the jail.
As far as the proceedings thus far, that the courts have only reflected the racist attitude of the general power structure, that I haven't received a fair trial, that I should not have been indicted in the first place. I was indicted by a blue ribbon grand jury, a middle-class white grand jury that did not represent a cross-section of the community.
You say you don't feel you've had a fair trial?
No.
Why?
Number one, that the judge has been very racist throughout the proceeding, very pro-prosecution, that I don't feel that I should have been tried at all. And if I had been tried, if there was an inkling of reason to try me, I should not have been tried for first-degree murder. That if the judge had not been a racist, that he would have amended the charges to a manslaughter, perhaps. The very fact that he didn't dismiss the whole charge reflects his racism.
Some of your supporters have said that the trial, that you are a political prisoner,
that are oppressing people of color all over the world and on local levels, the police, fascist police, are suppressing, repressing the white revolutionaries as well as the blacks who speak of and who are attempting to attain liberation. So I am not standing for violence, but I do stand for self-defense.
Back to the trial for one moment.
Could you just keep on talking?
What about your future if you're on the street next week?
I'll continue to organize the black community in a political fashion. I will help in the campaign of Eldridge Cleaver for president, in my own campaign for 7th congressional district. And I think this will be a large job because it's going to be done from a grassroots level, from door to door in the community. It will we'll consider the people on 7th Street who stand on the corners, who have lost all faith in this society, and matter of fact, all other, we will attempt to rehabilitate them, to show them that there is possibly some gains in political action, and if it's sincere, and if the black people have exclusive control of it within their community. So in my campaign.
You say, you got enough, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know, something weird is going on with the system. If anybody's on the line, speak so I can hear you.
I'm here, Brother Ozzy.
Okay, you can hear me okay, sis?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Before, it was acting crazy. I would dial the number, it wouldn't even ring, it would be silent, then disconnect. Silent, then disconnect.
Yeah,
Something's going on.
This system is going crazy tonight for some reason. I was kind of iffy about even jumping back on here since I'm still getting this banner saying we are currently experiencing an issue with the host line and guest calling functions. Our engineers are actively working to resolve this issue. Please watch for updates. So it is funny because right now, if you look at the board,
the long-awaited decision in the Huey Newton murder trial, which has drawn worldwide attention, is now very near.
Let me stop this.
The jury is.
that was interesting. You might have to go back and listen to that, but because I'm sure that Huey Newton didn't get any hugs when he was, you know, when his murder trial was dismissed. I'm sure he didn't get any hugs.
I know nobody
hugged. I mean, unless it was a fellow Black Panther, you know. But yeah, you know, my icon right now is saying that I'm muted, and I'm not. You can hear me, so I'm just gonna roll with it. And you know, even the guest line is on mute right now because I needed to stop the echo from coming through, and it kept jumping back to, you know, back and forth between the red, the blue, and the green. So I was like, there's some funny stuff going on this network tonight. So bear with us. I'm glad you joined us.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
of course, I have to talk about, you know, the current event of the week that's going on and what's flooding our Facebook timelines right now. Even though, you know, I'm kind of like I'm through with the whole situation because, you know, basically what I said, the family has shown me that they don't care, that they're
right.
Good with whatever happened to their family member. So I'm like, well, why should I be mad then? You know, if they're good with it, you know, why should I be upset by it? I have my reasons for feeling like I feel, and it's not that I'm not mad at the family, but at this point I'm just mad at the system because once again they couldn't get it right. And you know, they made sure that they had their people in place to make sure that they couldn't get it right. So, you know, the more I read up about Judge Tammy, and she'll probably have a TV show out of this or something, the more I read up on this, you know, the more I realize that the fix was in from the beginning. So, you know, you making deals with the FOP and the Sheriff's Department down there, making sure that they're back in use. So, you know, it's quid pro quo. I believe that's the same. You know, it's business as usual, you know, and that's how business is conducted in this country. You do for me, I'll do for you, that type of situation. So, you know, the lenient sentence is crazy and it's unheard of, where most people you see that commit a murder would get 25 to life. You know, this cave beast only got 10 years. And will probably be out in 3 because she's a cop. Because she's a cop. You know, she'll probably be out in 3 years. So, if not sooner, because you know they're going to appeal it. So, who knows what will happen when they appeal it, and they'll keep that under the radar. You know, so she might get out sooner than that. You know, even though it was a very, you know, public trial, and, you know, they don't care about throwing one of their own to the wind, you know, whenever it suits them. So I think the officer up in Minnesota, he got 40 years for, you know, shooting that white woman that creeped up on him and his partner while they were in the police car. That was a Black officer, and he was, you know, not from here. He was from Somalia, I believe. He was a Somalian police officer.
And he killed that white woman?
You know, he killed the one that killed the white woman. He got 40 years.
Yep.
You know, and that to me, that was an accidental shooting. you know, they didn't know who she was, and, you know, he claimed that he was in fear for his life, the same excuse they used for us. And it was funny, it was really funny how quiet the Blue Lives Matter people were on this. You know, it's funny how quiet the Blue Lives people are on this. You know, what was the sick officer that got killed in Texas by the white guy during a traffic stop? I think that was in Texas also. Did you hear about that? Uh-oh. Everything just went blank. I suppose we're still on. Everything kind of got quiet.
You still on there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not muted. She's not muted. Let's see what's happening.
The long-awaited decision in the Huey Newton murder trial, which has drawn worldwide attention, is now very near. The jury of seven women and five men are deliberating the fate of the Black Panther leader on the eighth floor of that building. It is their job to decide whether he is guilty of killing Oakland policeman John Fry and wounding Officer Herbert Haynes in a pre-dawn shootout last October 28th. Two floors above the jury in his cell, Huey Newton, who has made almost no show of emotion during the 8 weeks of trial, calmly awaits the decision of the jury. I talked to Newton in the jail.
As far as the proceedings thus far, that the courts have only reflected the racist attitude of the general power structure, that I haven't received a fair trial, that I should not have been indicted in the first place. I was indicted by a blue ribbon grand jury, a middle-class white grand jury that did not represent a cross-section of the community. And
you say you don't feel you've had a fair trial?
No.
Why?
Number one, that the judge has been very racist throughout the proceeding, very pro-prosecution, that I don't feel that I should have been tried at all. And if I had been tried, if there was an inkling of reason to try me, I should not have been tried for first-degree murder. That if the judge had not been a racist, that he would have amended the charges to a manslaughter, perhaps. The very fact that he didn't dismiss the whole charge reflects his racism.
Some of your supporters have said that the trial, that you are a political prisoner,
that are oppressing people of color all over the world and on local levels, the police, fascist police, are suppressing, repressing the white revolutionaries as well as the blacks who speak of and who are attempting to attain liberation. So I am not standing for violence, but I do stand for self-defense.
Back to the trial for one moment.
You just keep on talking.
What about your future? You're on the street next week.
I will continue to organize the black community in a political fashion. I will help in the campaign of Eldridge Cleaver for president, in my own campaign for 7th Congressional District. And I think this will be a large job, because it's going to be done from a grassroots level, from door to door in the community. It will we'll consider the people on 7th Street who stand on the corners, who have lost all faith in this society, and matter of fact, all other. We will attempt to rehabilitate them, to show them that there is possibly some gains in political action, and if it's sincere, and if the black people have exclusive control of it within their community. So in my campaign.
You say, you got enough, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
It's going to be a bit of a pause, but we're going to wait, and everything will come back. from the recording.
The long-awaited decision in the Huey Newton murder trial, which has drawn worldwide attention, is now very near. The jury of 7 women and 5 men... You went too soon, Steve. See, you have to stay up there too long. Now the clothes...
The reporter...
Also awaiting the verdict is a small group who said they are holding a vigil in support of Huey Newton. That's enough. Yeah. Also awaiting the verdict is a small group of persons who said they're holding a vigil in support of Huey P. Newton. This is the good one, editor.
Yeah, we're going to continue on.
I don't know.